Blackstone presents Love, Betrayal, Murder by Adam Mitzner. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot, Elizabeth Evans, and Brian Hutchison. To the real Matt Brooks, one of the greatest characters in my life. The truth will set you free. John, chapter 8, verse 32.
Direct examination of Vanessa Lyons.
Don't worry. We'll start slowly, and I'll be very gentle,
my lawyer whispered in my ear. When I looked in his face, J.R. offered me a wink, just in case I hadn't realized that his double entendre was intentional. With those words of encouragement, I made the 15-foot trek from counsel table to the witness box. After I took my position, the court officer directed me to raise my right hand and asked me if I swore to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. I do, I said loud and clear. I doubt very much that I'll be true to my oath, however. Not because I intend to lie. Rather, I no longer believe there is such a thing as truth between lovers. More than that, both my professional experience and the past year have taught me that there is even less honesty between litigants. When lovers become litigants, fact and fiction dissolve into nothing more than points of view. Tell us a little about your educational background, Mrs. Lyons. In court, my lawyer called me Mrs. Lyons to emphasize my marital status. He went by his initials, J.R. It's a nickname he picked up when someone decided he was the spitting image of J.R. Ewing. I've never seen the resemblance, but he is tall and thin with close-cropped black hair. I graduated from Princeton University and Yale Law School.
What did you do after graduation from Yale Law School?
I clerked for Judge Jody Siskind of the Federal District Court in New York.
What employment, if any, did you obtain after your clerkship?
I joined Rawls, Ryan, and Gold.
Is that a law firm?
It is.
When did you join Rawls, Ryan, and Gold?
My nerves are such that I can't remember whether it was 2008 or 2009, and for some reason being right on this point was important to me. I did what J.R. had instructed me not to. I thought aloud on the witness stand. I left about a year ago and was there for almost 8
Sample complete. Ready to continue?